And it's nice that you did on a Friday morning. Scotty McDonald's joined us as well from Western United. Got their first ever home game in the A-League tomorrow at GMHBA Stadium, which we're very excited about. A good win last week to kick things off for their campaign. Scotty, welcome back to the Breakfast Club.
Thank you very much, guys. Always a pleasure.
It's great to have you with us. And what a performance. We've been chasing you for a couple of days, finally tracked you down, which is great. What a performance from your boys in Wellington last week. That must have been a great way to start the history of your new football club.
Absolutely. You know, you say history, and it was history in the making. You know, our first ever game as a football club. And, you know, to get off to a winning start was just amazing. And you can imagine the atmosphere around the place, the last week. There's been a real buzz around the place and huge excitement, you know, now for another historic weekend coming up, our first home game ever. Really looking forward to that against a really good side in Perth Glory, you know, the minor premiers of last season. So a fantastic test, you know, for us once again this weekend.
They've thrown you to the wolves, haven't they? Wellington first up on the road, which is never easy, and a 1-0 win last week. Then you've got Perth, you've got to beat, albeit at home, but Perth have been in outstanding form the last couple of years, of course.
Yeah, they really have, and they've got a top manager in, you know, Tony Popovich, and, you know, you only have to look at his CV and what he's done in the A-League to know that, you know, his team's going to be more than prepared for the weekend's game, and, you know, the firepower that they've got up top as well themselves in the likes of Castro and Fornaroli and Economides, you know, it's going to be a huge test for us, and one that we're really looking forward to, and hopefully we can put on a good show. And you know, we've got some great threats at the top end as well. You know, with, you know, Bessa Berisha obviously joining us and scoring his first goal once again in the A-League, you know, the top scorer ever. And obviously Alessandro Diamante, who is an exciting player and, you know, full of quality and one that, you know, hopefully a lot of people will come out to see because I think he's going to be fantastic for the league.
And that's my question, Scott. What are you expecting from your fans? You're obviously a new team. Melbourne Victory have a big supporter base. Melbourne City are getting a supporter base. And both those supporter groups are loud. What are you expecting from the Western United fans at your first home game this weekend?
Well, yeah, a lot of passion. And there's been a huge excitement and a buzz, you know, for the team, you know, in the west of, you know, the suburbs of Melbourne and the outer regions of the west of Victoria. You know, it's up to us to engage as much as possible, you know, with these people and try and bring them into the football club. And we want to create an identity for the West, you know, for the people of the West. I think, you know, that's lacking a lot, you know, within the league itself. I think Western Sydney Wanderers are someone we look up to in terms of that because they're from the outer suburbs of the, you know, Sydney. And I think we're very similar to that. And we want people to identify themselves, you know, with us and be proud, you know, that they're part of us and we represent them. So, you know, going to Geelong at the moment, you know, there's a huge buzz around there and we want as many people to come along and watch us as possible. We've got a lot of the young kids who play the game. As we know, the game's ever growing at youth, like grassroots level, and we've got a lot of them coming along for the game on the weekend, which is fantastic. But obviously, the more the merrier. So, you know, get down if you're in and around the area of Geelong or from vastly anywhere else or from Melbourne. It only takes an hour. Please come down and come see. You know.
Well, we've had a bit of a blow up. We're off air. Here we go. We're back on. I'm not sure what's happened there. We've lost Scotty. Apologies for that. Scotty McDonald there from Western United.
We're using Gareth's microphone.
I'm not sure what happened there.
That was amazing, really. What happened?
Oh. Like a lightning bolt hit the studio.
Yeah. I think we're all out there for
should we get
while.
Out?
No, I think we're okay.
Poor old Scotty.
We better ring Scotty back and just apologise for that little technical glitch, R&D at the back.
He's, you know, my favourite player, Scotty McDonald. I used to
I was
love
keen to talk
him
about,
yeah,
the Celtic,
you know,
years.
We should get him in the studio.
That's what we should
have
do.
A good chat to him about. Because he was a dominant figure in the Scottish Premier League there for a while. And yeah, it, just coming back to play in Australia.
Could
because he hasn't played much in Australia.
An RSN central conversation.
I think he's a summer sanctum man.
He's a star.
Why do you just keep...
He deserves prime time.
Great record. What was his record for the Socceroos half?
No, he's a great player for us. 26 games he's played for Australia through his national representative duties. Very fine performer. Very fine. Set up a lot of goals.
He was my favourite player, Scotty McDonald.
Score assists for Scotty.
And I love watching him play for Celtic. He was the only player I really knew. But he was a star.
You're a big Scottish Premier League man, eh?
I like the Celtics.
Why is that?
Because they're the best.
In the NBA or yeah. Scottish
in the
Premier
NBA
League?
You're talking about?
No.
Celtic.
Oh, whatever.
You can't like
the
it
green
that
and
much.
White team.
The
yeah.
green